You know, I think obviously the guys that they have up front, you know, and the big names and Matthews and Peppers, and the guys on the inside, I think do a really good job. And they bring a lot of different stuff. I think Capers, you know, has obviously been there for a while and has, you know, been around some, or I guess been involved with different schemes and calling different things. So it's, I think it would be a good challenge, you know, kind of similar, I guess, in Cincinnati as far as bringing a lot of different stuff. You know, it's not the same stuff by any means that Cincinnati brought, but there's a bunch of packages that he brings different things out of. So I think it'll be good. It'll be a good week of preparation and a good test.
Matthew's a guy that you sort of have to identify pre-snap.
Yeah, he's definitely a good player and has been for a while, and he's a guy you want to account for and make sure that he'll be handled. You know, hope by the offensive line or by a running back or somebody in protection, you always kind of want to know where he's at and make sure he's being blocked.
What are the challenges? You practiced against a 4-3 all camp, now going against a 3-4. Does that take a little bit of adjustment?
You know, I think it's a little different this year, you know, being in the same system for a year. Last year it was because, you know, you're learning the system and going against our defense at the same time, whereas now during camp and all that stuff, we were doing, you know, watching film on three-down stuff, knowing that, you know, majority of our schedule is against three-down teams, so kind of preparing for it and getting ready. You know, being a little more comfortable with our system, you know, as we were installing it for a second time.
You think Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL?
Man, I think it's hard to say. He's unbelievably talented and, you know, has obviously been very successful. You know, I think there's a group of guys that are kind of up there in their own category, and he's definitely one of them.
How comfortable are you feeling with Joakim and Beachum now that they've kind of had a little bit more time to practice together?
I think they've been good. I think they're continuing to work with each other and create that chemistry with those two guys. And I think it's been fun to watch. I think they're two guys, they want to be extremely successful and they want to work hard together and be on the same page. So it's been good to watch those guys work together and learn.
Like, so many changes for this team in the offseason. Is this a good test for you guys right off the bat to see where you're at?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, Green Bay's a good team. They usually are every single year. So it'll be good. I think it's an opportunity for us to go out and, you know, rise to the level of our expectations and go play well, and we expect to play well.
Did you get done, you personally, what you wanted to get done in this camp, the improvements you needed to make?
Yeah, you know, I think you can look back on it and always say there was good and bad. And there was always, you know, I wish I would have done this or done that. I think you can always do that. You're selling yourself short if you don't think there was something you could have done to be better. But I think overall it was a good preseason. I think, you know, from a unit standpoint, we were better. We were more consistent. We started faster. We improved on the things we made an emphasis of, and I thought that was cool to see.
Cutting down the interceptions, is that quicker decision-making? Do you feel like that was the biggest thing to help?
Yeah. I think just, you know, really pre-snap, knowing where you're going with the ball, having an idea, kind of having a visual and playing out what's going to happen inside your head before it happens. And I think that just comes with going through the reps and getting it over and over again and studying and preparing.
This time last year, were you and Greg still sort of guessing on what you guys like to call, whereas now you've reached that comfort zone?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were together for a month and then started playing games. So it was, you know, trying to feel each other out, I guess, in a sense of, you know, what he liked. And I think this year it's definitely more of a collaborative effort, or not a collaborative effort, but I have a good feeling of what he likes to call, you know. So it's definitely more of a, you know, not less shocking, but I think when the calls come in, I expect them to come in, and we're definitely on the same page.
So do you understand the why part of it?
Yeah, and that was the biggest thing, you know, and that was kind of where Hackett comes into place. It's like, okay, why is Ole calling this play? Let's understand why he's calling this play and what he wants to get accomplished with it. So I think being able to understand that and to do that with every play that could possibly be called is big.
Just to piggyback off that, of Ryan, with Olsen, how much have those guys, Hackett and Olsen, taught you in the last year from a knowledge standpoint?
They've been unbelievable. I mean, them two and Chad, really, those three guys, I owe a ton of credit to for, you know, the football knowledge that I've gained in the past year and hopefully continue to gain over the rest of my career. Couldn't ask for a better quarterback room with those guys in it. And, you know, hopefully it stays that way for a long time and, you know, we can learn and grow and be successful for a while together.
With all the weapons you guys have, where does Rashad Green fit in right now for
you? I thought he had an impressive rookie season, and I think he's had an extremely good camp. He's a guy that's reliable. He's at practice every day. He's always ready to go, and he's going to be out there. He's smart, and I think he kind of gives us a little bit of something with his start and stop ability in the slot, you know, running, you know, choice routes and stuff inside. that not a lot of people can do or defend. So I think he's going to be a big part of what we do. Kind of a compliment, you know, to Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson and some of the other guys.
Does Julius Thomas have more? Is he going to make a big impact? Red zone, goal line type of thing, matchups?
Yeah. I mean, definitely he's a matchup really anywhere on the field. He's a matchup nightmare. So I think, you know, there'll definitely be stuff that we have for him, you know, on really every single category, third down, red zone, base, all that. There'll be plays, you know, where we're trying to get him the ball and get him involved because he's an extremely good player and a playmaker.
There's not enough balls to go around for everybody.
Right.
So somebody's got to have to suffer somewhere.
Yeah.
And you really want to get Julius involved more so than maybe last year, right?
And, you know, I think, you know, what's cool about the team is, and I think it's extremely cool for Ole that he doesn't have to worry about trying to get, you know, A-Rob 5 balls and Hearns 5 balls and JT 5 balls, because they don't really care. I mean, yeah, they want to be successful, be involved, and be playing, but, you know, when we're moving and rolling, everybody's happy and excited to be a part of it. And I think it's cool, you know, for me to be able to go throw and say whether it's, you know, option A or option C, D, or F, they're all extremely good players that can go make plays.
You talked in July about picking Aaron's brain a little bit. Have you talked to him since? Is there a relationship there?
No. And really, I mean, it was kind of blown out of proportion. I got a chance to play golf with him and talk to him for a little bit. But it was, you know, cool to, you know, a guy that I, you know, watched growing up and looked up to and, you know, kind of just to hear, you know, his thoughts and things like that.
It was a well-written story.
I knew they wrote it.
You said earlier you guys expect to play well. Do you expect to start fast?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think everything that we've shown and been able to do really in this preseason kind of backs that up. You know, it was kind of, you know, I think the Cincinnati game, it was shocking that we didn't play well or start fast. And I think that was cool because it's shown kind of how expectations have changed. You know, it wasn't here we go again. You know, getting shut out in a quarter or whatever. It was, you know, what's going on? Why aren't we doing what we should do and what we've been doing? So I think it's cool to see kind of people's mindset change.
Gus talks all the time, Blake, about players developing and growing. What have you seen from Gus in terms of growth as a head coach?
You know, I think with him, it's just ever-evolving. You know, I got a chance to sit with him yesterday and talk, you know, for 45 minutes or an hour. And it's cool to just talk to him about different things. And I always think the most interesting thing about Gus is the way he thinks and the way his mind works. And it's pretty impressive, you know, how he kind of deciphers different things and can put, you know, positive spin on negative things. So I think it's pretty cool. I learn a ton from him every time I get to sit down and do that.
Is there anything specific that you can point to? Can you give me an example?
You know, I don't know if I can. I'm sure, you know, if you asked him, he could tell you things that he's doing better than he did 3 years ago. I know I've enjoyed every minute I've been here and been able to play for him.
You didn't say that Aaron Rodgers, I grew up watching him play, did you?
No, I didn't tell him that. Okay. That I had a poster of him and Brett Favre in my dorm room.